Hello everyone and welcome back to Thoughts and Ideas. This is Kashumba. Now you know how I love to talk about personal development, finances and growth. Now, this is an interview with Malcolm Harris, the CEO of National Care Financial Group. Now he has some interesting perspective. He's going to talk to us about how to stop going broke, trying to impress people. It's such an amazing experience. Please enjoy.
The most ironic thing on earth that I actually saw once I came into this industry was that the wealthiest people that I come across on a day-to-day basis usually tend to be the people who spend the least amount of money. They're the least flashy. So when I first started out in this industry and someone would come into my office right here, they come right into this office here, and they would come in and they would be, decked out. I'm talking designer clothes, the nice shoes, the jewelry, everything like that. Hair done, just everything's perfect. And I would think to myself, okay, all right, we're about to do something today. I'm thinking this is somebody with some money. And then once you get past all of that and they pull out the receipts, when they show you the receipts and show you the actual, like, their documents, their accounts, everything like that, the least amount of money. But then the one who pulls up in your office in a 5-year-old, 10-year-old Subaru, wearing really just, like, plain clothes, nothing over the top, these are the folks with millions of dollars in assets. Millions. Cash. I'm talking cash. And to me, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I'm like these people who are dressed up in designer clothes who are not retaining money. That's what it hit me when I first came into the industry. I'm making all this extra money because I had 2 salaries back then. I had my salary from my day job. I also had the money I was making from doing this work, right? So you're making over $100,000 a year there. At that time, over $100,000, just doing insurance. This is before I started getting into doing investments and things of that nature. Making all this money. And I'm sitting up here across from these people who are just like me. We're all dressed nice. We're looking good, looking fabulous, and broke. Broke. And how I define broke, broke has nothing to do with how much you make. It has to do with how much you keep. If every time you get your checks at the end of the month, you made this much money and you spent that same amount of money, or in some cases, you're spending more than what you made because you're using credit to supplement things, right? Then you are broke. And the people who I saw who were spending the least amount of money were the people who were building wealth, and I figured it out. They were building wealth because they were keeping their expenses low. I can't hit this point enough. You have to minimize your expenses if you want to create wealth. You know, I always hear these things where people say, oh, you can't take it with you, might as well enjoy it. That is the craziest thing I have ever heard in my life. You can't take it with you, but you're going to be on this earth for a long time. If you haven't noticed, people are living longer, you know? And what is the point of living this fabulous life during your working years and you create no financial foundation for yourself later on? And then when you hit retirement, you have nothing. You go from middle class to lower middle class or middle class to broke. Do you know how many people are facing insolvency? They are going to go broke in retirement because they're so busy being fabulous during their working years. Beyond that, even let's take retirement off the table. Let's think about the here and now. What happens if you were to lose your job? What happens if the economy goes down? I would think about that. You know, at the time, it was just me. I didn't have this huge team back then. And I said, what happens if this company falls apart because we hit a major recession and nobody's really thinking about financial products? I didn't know. What would happen then? I've created this massive lifestyle that's based on being so fabulous, and I had no cash reserve for myself. And so when I think about, you know, what's a step that we can take to create financial freedom for ourselves, I really do think it's a matter of reducing your expenses as much as possible. Stop imitating the lifestyles of people who have less financial security than you do. Some of the very people that we are imitating, some of the very people we're trying to impress, they have no financial security. Let me tell you this. I'm not here to tell nobody's business. I'm not giving no names on nobody. But I have sat there in the meetings. I see this. And the very people who you would think show the image of total wealth and total just exceptional financial, you know, gain. These people look like they're making a lot of money. They do make a lot of money. They spend the same amount of money. They're broke. They're broke. We got to change our mindset to stop imitating those people if we want to create financial freedom for ourselves. And the way that we do that is we have to look at our expenses. What expenses can we reduce as much as possible so that at the end of the month, the difference between what we spend and what we bring in, so the difference between those two is as wide as possible. Because that's where wealth is created, in the gap. I call it the gap. The gap between what you spend and what you make. And imagine, you keep your expenses at a nice low level, and you keep on making more money, keep on making more money. That's the sweet spot. That's the real sweet spot. You don't have to worry about a recession. You don't have to worry about nothing. Somebody say, hey, you want to go on a trip with me to Greece? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let me just go ahead and pull out that debit card, not credit card, that debit card. Swipe that. Go ahead. We can get on the flight, whatever you need. An emergency comes up, no problem. I got that. That's what wealth is for. Wealth is not just about sitting in the bank. Wealth is about allowing you to have the freedom to live the way you want to live, allowing you to have the freedom to never have to say, I can't afford that. And if you want to be able to live that way, then you have got to keep your expenses low.
Well, hope you've learned one or two. So, don't go broke. See you later.